If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports bylaw studios, chicken. This is it, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 37, don't make that 38 plus years now of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history. As I said, 38 plus years. I'm an award-winning writer. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, so supposedly I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? This is fight day. That's right. Tank Davis, of course, the undefeated lad, 27-0, 25 knockouts, taking on Ryan Garcia, another undefeated lad, 23-0, 18, 19 knockouts, something like that. Somebody of those got to go. Ryan Garcia, a 2-1, almost a 3-1 underdog as far as the betting odds are concerned in Las Vegas. So we'll talk about that in depth with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, of course. Canelo Alvarez in the news, talking about his future. We'll hear a clip from him. Lots of things to talk about in the world of boxing. You can join us on the toll-free if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you can also catch us on the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to text us here in the studio? This is the way to do it. Here is the studio text number, 415-275-1613. That's right. The Ring Talk Live Worldwide studio text line. Once again, 415-275-1613. As I said, hours away, just hours away from Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia colliding, of course, for, this is the fight of the year. The entire boxing world, the entire world is looking at this fight. We'll talk about it right after the break, but straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo!
Check it, 12 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I am the first to note that Ric Flair stole this music from my co-partner. I'm talking about Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. And how are you today, young man?
I am doing great, Pedro. How are you, brother?
Pretty good. Of course, we are just hours away from Tank Davis, the undefeated lad, of course, taking on another undefeated lad, and Ryan Garcia. Somebody's O's got to go. Although the odds were 17-1 as far as a draw was concerned. So are you ready for me to lay out my bets to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
Give me a couple seconds. Give me a second. Couple seconds. Sock, what did you think after the weigh-in? You saw the guys the weigh-in. Just any impressions from that?
Nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, the usual shoving, little scuffle, you know, to continue, you know, to add more sauce to the hype already. It was interesting to see Javante Davis chirping at Bernard Hopkins because he took exception to Bernard apparently trying to separate him and Ryan. So hopefully that bad blood that seemed to exist culminates into a really, really exciting night of boxing tonight.
I'm going to put it to you like this, and I've said it to people all week, and this is just the way I feel. Given my boxing skills, just my minimal boxing skills, but my height and my reach, you gave me the height and the reach that Ryan Garcia owns over Tank Davis. He wouldn't hit me in the ass unless he had a tennis racket.
Listen, one thing is to be big, and the other thing is to add skill to that. And I agree, you know, Ryan Garcia physically has no business losing this fight. Now, the one thing that Ryan doesn't have, that Tank does have, is a little bigger fight experience, right? He's 4 years in age advantage, but Tank doesn't have a lot of miles, but he has been there, I think, against slightly better competition. Part of the chirping from the Tank Davis side was that they're the A side. So this is the first time King Ryan's been on the pay-per-view stage. So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles that. But if anyone is basically, if you went to Central Casting and you said, we need a star for boxing, Ryan Garcia is it. So let's see if he's made for the moment.
Me and Joe Goosen go back to the days of the Reseda Country Club, where 10 Goose Boxing sort of got their start in the 80s. He was a wonderful guy to be around then. He was young. We're not young anymore, but he still looks it. And he still, how can I put this? he was one of the better motivators in the game. He was one of the guys, I think, that had more compassion in the game as far as trainers are concerned. I didn't see him send his guys out dead. I've seen guys send out – I mean, that's when you know – that's when you sort of lose respect for – when I lose respect for a trainer is when they send a corpse off the – when they push a corpse off the stool. Do you know what I'm trying to say by that? Sock? Okay, we lost Socrates Palmer. Can you work on that, Daniel? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. And of course, Daniel will not be on the mic right now. He's somewhere else. Good Lord.
Hello.
Sock, they're going to redial you on Skype, man. This is not working right. They're going to redial you on Skype. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the day of the fight, fight day, just hours away, Battle of the Undefeated. Of course, Showtime pay-per-view, day of the zone pay-per-view. However you want to watch this, bottom line is watch it. I think that if you can get somebody like to chip in and put a whole bunch of money together as far as like, you know, $5 each and get like 10 of you guys to get together or something like that and watch a fight, I think that's a wonderful way to do the pay-per-view event. Of course, today's world, there's too many pay-per-views on TV. I mean, there just is. I saw two or three this week and I said to myself, I'm not going to buy this stuff, but I will buy the Tank Davis and, of course, Ryan Garcia fight. Now, back to the Bronx Bomber, Socrates Palmer. Before you dropped, I got to put it to you like this. I went to bed last night, I got up this morning, and I keep thinking the same thing. I mean, I went to the gym this week, I don't know if the thing was, maybe it would have been last week, but I went to the gym one day this week just to get a bantamweight. And somebody said to me, why do you want to talk to him? This guy's a super bantamweight. I said, hey, good enough, bring him over here. So I put him up size against me, and I'm a junior welterweight, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's about the size. That was almost the size of it. Not quite as much in body mass, but as far as height and reach was concerned, that sort of looked about the same as Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis. And what I'm trying to say is that, you know, Tank isn't one of these guys that can jab his way into things and this and that. He's one of these guys that slugs his way into it. And I don't know if you can slug if I'm kicking your ass on the way in. You know what I'm saying? In other words, I would make him pay. And if he got in, I'd grab him. But the bottom line is you don't let him. I don't think there's no reason for Gervonta Davis to even be close to Ryan Garcia. I mean, except to grab him and clinch him and things like that. Because Ryan's got that jab and that right hand. And if he can make those things work, I think the fight should be an easy fight.
Well, I mean, everyone talks about Ryan's left hook, right? But he's fighting a southpaw. And you said the key word a few seconds ago. That right hand has to be present.
Yep.
And if Tank Davis, this camp, they know they're preparing for the left hook, what I would do if I was Ryan Garcia, I would hold back on that, and I would be feigning it. Now, you know, and just to keep Tank honest, because I believe you're going to see a cautious Tank at the beginning, you know, and the idea of taking Ryan into deep waters, I think that's going to be the strategy, and I think that's where Ryan could be at his best. After the fifth or sixth round, when he starts timing Tank coming in with that hand speed, and to win this fight, he should have watched some. I hate to say it, Klitschko brothers. He's gonna have, like you said, when Tank comes in inside, maul him, throw your weight on him, and just keep him at bay with that stick. And especially the fact, since Ryan has slow feet, Tank Davis is much quicker with his feet. And as we know, he's not gonna win the fight on the outside. He's gonna have to get on the inside of Ryan and land a big shot. He's not a prolific boxer. I mean, we did see it, but against a smaller guy, against Pitbull Cruz, you're talking about Ryan Garcia is 5'10". So he's going to have to swim, get into harm's way if he's going to knock out Ryan Garcia, which is probably the only way I see him winning is by knockout. The decision, I can't see him outpointing Ryan.
Joe Goosen is the key here. Joe Goosen, I think he's the moderating force in the corner. I think he got this kid in good shape. And the kids, guys, as I said, we talk about the advantages he has physically. Joe Goosen's no dummy. Joe Goosen knows that as well. I mean, listen, people say to me, oh, you know, he'll be bobbing and weaving. Okay, I'll be punching at his chest then. If I have to punch down at him, I'll be punching at his center. I won't be punching at his head and his chest. I'll be his head and his face. I'll be trying to punch at his body and trying to get a piece of him each time he goes down. In other words, the bottom line is I think that Gervonta Davis is there to be hit. He has course, given up some early rounds in the past and come back and knock people out. But the bottom line is, guys have gotten tired. And they've either lost their composure mentally and or gotten tired. I don't think that's going to happen here. I think tonight, I may be 100% wrong, 200% wrong, but I think tonight we see the birth of a star, and I think it's going to be Ryan Garcia.
That's the beauty of this fight. I mean, is it the best fight that could happen on paper? No, but it's probably the most important fight moving forward in boxing. Because like you said, a star can be born tonight, and no sport tends to churn out superstars like boxing. You know, and everyone has their era. Right now, we're in the twilight of the Canelo era. And this win by Ryan Garcia would make him easily top two or three biggest names in the sport, without a doubt, especially if he wins in spectacular fashion. It's there to be had. But Tank Davis, he can also take that mantle too. So that's the beauty of this fight. Tank Davis wins in a spectacular manner, then he's on everybody's pound for pound list. So it's a great fight.
I got a question for you. Ryan Garcia said once, and I sort of got pissed off when he said this, but he says, I can make more money on social media sometimes than I can boxing. What does he mean by that? How do you make money on social media? Is he selling nude pictures of himself or something? Daniel, you got a nude picture of Ryan? Daniel's not copping to it in the other room.
I'm assuming sponsorship. I mean, there's a lot of people making money off the social media. I believe Ryan had a deal with that clothing site that the Kardashians use. I don't know if it's Shein or something. But yeah, he could. You know, we're going to find out how serious Ryan is about him being a superstar fighter. Because like you said, he could have stepped away from boxing when he took a little sabbatical when he had mental health issues and could have played it safe. Is this a little too much though, too soon? You know, we've seen fighters that get pushed into these big fights a little too soon, like Fernando Vargas when he fought Felix Trinidad, ruined after that. Davey Moore, never the same, obviously, when he fought Duran. So is this a little too much too soon?
Poor Davey Moore. That wasn't fair. And the Vargas fight, because Vargas had gotten in trouble with the cops a few months earlier.
Yeah.
And it was the bottom line is either you cashed in on him then or you didn't cash in on him. I mean, that's the way the Duvas looked at it. It was a money thing.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe the same thing for Golden Boy. Because, I mean, not too long ago, Ryan and Golden Boy were at odds, right? And we don't know if Ryan wanted to be a star fighter or, you know, be America's next top model.
Okay, we'll talk about that and Oscar De La Fishnets right after the break.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free
pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nobody hurt me, but I know who hurt you, bum, goofy. Remember this? Rolly Romero f***ed you up in sparring. Is this you, Ryan Garcia? Is this you getting touched up? Is this you bleeding? Is this you running? Because it sure the f*** looks like you. Your promoter, Oscar De La Fishnet, don't even believe in you. Do you want proof? Here you go.
Ryan's ready for take?
Tank is a beast, and you're an Instagram thot. Remember that.
Listen, Ryan Garcia wants to fight you.
We know the f*** he don't. He gonna get f***ed up.
If Ryan Garcia can beat Rolly, I give him 200,000 cash.
Are you ever gonna pick up that 200 from Floyd? Or do you wanna stay ducking? Because you know you got little boys and little girls as your main fan base. You a bum.
And of course, I don't feel that way. I think that Ryan Garcia is potentially the future of boxing. They said boxing's matinee idol, the next Oscar De La Hoya, maybe the whole nine yards. You know, speaking of Oscar De La Hoya, I was watching, I saw some Facebook clips the other day of John Montes. John Montes was a former junior welterweight contender, probably around 1990s. Anyway, bottom line is, I remember Oscar lighting him up in the gym. This guy's ranked number 2 in the world, Sock, and Oscar's kicking the snot out of him. No, Oscar's kicking the spit out of him. And when I say spit on this show, I mean spit with an H. I mean, Oscar's just beating the spit out of this guy. This guy's world ranked. He's going to fight Hector Camacho, and Oscar's killing him at 16.
Oscar was a bad boy. You know, when Oscar's main focus was boxing, before he became a celebrity, he was nasty. You know, he had hand speed. He had a beautiful left hook, and he was mean. You know, he had a mean streak. The irony that, you know, this could be King Ryan's coronation for being a star is that Oscar's big fight that made him a, I mean, he was a star going in, obviously, but what really legitimized him was when he beat up Joe Goosen's fighter, Ruelas. So it's, you know, everything's coming like full circle. And now he's got, of course, Joe Goosen with working with Ryan Garcia. It's a fascinating fight. It's really what boxing should be all about.
Okay,
you know, it's like Christmas.
I got to talk a little smut here, though. You brought up Oscar De La Hoya, the Oscar De La Fishnets, that kind of good stuff. Of course, that was back I was working at Pier 39, and somebody sent me some pictures of Oscar De La Hoya in drag, and I thought they were doctored pictures. So I sent the pictures to Emmanuel Stewart. We were on the phone, and Emmanuel says to me, huh, that's him, Pedro. I mean, so I was like, huh? I come on, put them on. Come on, man. I don't have them on the radio, but we're talking. His manual's at him, so it was him, obviously. And of course, I interviewed that Russian hooker afterwards and said Oscar was in the butt plugs. I don't know what that means. I have no idea. I'm just going to leave it at that. But the bottom line is, of course, that's what she said. And Ryan, you know, and Oscar, of course, at one point in time, man, he commanded more money than anybody can ever imagine. I mean, that guy. Holy cow, if he was around now, he'd probably be making zillions, but the bottom line is back in his day, he broke the bank.
I remember when him and Roy Jones were kind of, fighting to be, considered HBO's darling. And I remember in a press conference, Oscar said, I'm just happy that I made more money fighting Yuri Boy Campos than he did fighting John Ruiz. You know? So that's, imagine, you're fighting, you know, an average guy in Campos, and Roy's fighting for a version of the heavyweight title, and, you know, and he's made double. So Oscar was the cash cow, you know, one of the true superstars in boxing. If fighters want to get paid, you have to fight Oscar. You know,
Roy Jones has another fight signed.
Yeah, you know what? He did well against Pettis. I thought he got a job, you know? So
I get this, man. But the bottom line is, fighting guys never boxed before. I mean, come on, man. Give me a break. I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, it'd be like putting Daniel in the ring in the other room. I mean, come on. Daniel hasn't got any amateur fights. We wouldn't put him in the ring. Hey, you're going to fight this guy. Oh, okay. Nah.
He's 54, right?
Yeah, at least. And you know what's sort of scary about this is I did a show a few weeks ago on chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I said it right, didn't I, Daniel? Okay. Anyway, Daniel coaches me on this word every week. Anyway, but the bottom line is CT, it's for real. I had Ken Norton on. Ken Norton Jr., of course, the son of the former world heavyweight champion, a man who I saw be truculent, be emotional, the whole nine yards, go through this gamut of emotions. I couldn't figure out why he was like as unpredictable as he was. I couldn't predict. I mean, I was doing these tours with Ken Norton, and I couldn't predict why he was acting like an asshole. I couldn't figure it out. And I don't know if I told you this or not, but I was ready to have security drag him out of an event in Sacramento, California. We're going onto the dice. We're going on the stage. It's me, him, Larry Holmes, and George Foreman. And I'm making sure I'm bringing these guys out. So I think Foreman's tie was off. I said, George, let me fix your tie. I mean, I was making sure everything was right. And all the while, Ken Norton's talking all this spack to Muhammad Ali, blah, blah, blah. Look at you now. Look at you now. You can't even talk. I mean, talking all kinds of smack. So I'm ready to go off on Ken Norton. I'm ready to go. I've had enough. I go, security. And Ali steps in, as magical as he is, steps in between us and says, champ, that last fight, you might have got the best of it. And that made Ken Norton cry. That's what an emotional mess Ken Norton was. He's in tears. Listening. So I got to bring this crying baby. I said, man, are you ready to go? I mean, we're ready to go out on stage. You're playing the music, right? We're ready to go out on stage. Are you ready to go? And Ken's going, yeah. But he cried. When Ali told him, yeah, you might have beat me, he cried. Ali told me later, because I was just telling him I had to shut him up.
You know, Ali had a couple of guys take hatred to the grave. You know, there's no. I'm not breaking ground by saying Joe Frazier hated Ali to the last day, and obviously Ken Norton had resentment towards Ali. Ali's trash talking got under people's skin. You know, that's for sure. And of course, you know, always being in the shadow of the greatest of all time.
But here's what infuriated the man from South Carolina. I think originally talking about Joe Frazier, the Uncle Tom references. Listen, you can call me a gorilla. You can say I'm going to knock out the gorilla in Manila and all that kind of stuff. Oh, he can go along with that. But when you called him an Uncle Tom, but he was the white guy of the two black guys. He was. I mean, white America was backing Joe Frazier without a doubt.
Well, of course, you know, after, you know, Ali and his militant views and his anti-considered, or the narrative that was portrayed as him being anti-American, of course, you know, they picked the lesser of the two evils, right? And then Joe, of course, had the corporation that was his management team, and they all happened to be all white guys. But truth be told, Ali had white people behind him, but that wasn't a narrative that was spun. So, you know, it's what it is. It made for great drama.
You know, speaking of Ali and his finances, this and that, I questioned him on his finances in Macau, and I said to him, I said, you know, you have this deal with the Muslims where it's a sort of like Colonel Parker and Elvis Presley. And he said to me, huh? I said, yeah, for every dollar you make, the Muslims get a dollar. I said, do you think that was really cool? Do you think that was really cool to give them all that money? He said, without them, I'd just be another nigger. And I went, huh? He goes, you heard me. He goes, man, I'd just be some old black pug, some ex-champ. That's all I would be. What would I be, Pedro, if I wasn't Muslim? And I let that question to you. So I'll ask you that question. What would he be if he wasn't Muslim? Would he be just some ex-fighter?
Wow, that's sheesh. I wasn't ready for this one, but I guess he'd still be great. Islam embracing it, there's a sense of discipline that comes with that religion, like all religions, but especially in Islam. So, would he have been the controversial figure? Absolutely not. You know, but he still had his swag. Obviously, I mean, he was smack talking Sonny Liston when he was Cassius Clay.
Yes,
but he became a hero he crossed over, you know, when he took his stance being anti-war. And who knows, maybe he would have still been that way if he would have remained Christian. But that's a hell of a question. Wow, that's a good think tank question.
Okay, so here's the scoop. I was around Ali during Ramadan. He didn't eat, you know, that kind of good stuff during the daytime, right? So I haven't eaten. I did a 48-hour fast this week. Did a couple 16-hour fasts, all 9 hours. I feel better.
Awesome.
I look great. You can see it. What I'm trying to tell people out there is there's a thing called autophagy. AUTOPHAGY. And it's called self-eating. What I mean by that is if you let yourself go hungry long enough, your body will start to eat itself. And that sort of gets rid of old cells, gets rid of the cells that you don't need, gets rid of a lot of garbage like cancer cells, things like that. You can lose weight in these 18-hour fasts and these 18 hours minimum to turn on all of autophagy. But this is what I'm recommending to everybody. And, of course, people say to me, are you out of your mind? Yeah, well, that's what they said to me about 25 years ago about acupuncture. Anyway, straight up, real quick, prediction tonight?
Wow. Well, I guess we're going to get another remake of A Star Is Born, right? The original was with Judy Garland, and most recently there was one with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. I think we're going to get the boxing version of A Star Will Be Born with Ryan Garcia wins by 6-round knockout.
Straight up, that is boxing's PhD, Pac Socrates Palmer. We don't always agree, but we agree on this. So straight up, my brother, kiss the kids, hug the wife. We'll talk soon.
Love you, brother. Enjoy the fights. Thank you.
Boxing's true PhD, pairing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Where people rain true. The sort of place they really care about you. It's not the rough.
Remember in the beginning? When you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, I'm looking here at the amateur careers of both Tank Davis, of course, and Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia, of course, lost to Shakur Stevenson. He beat Devin Haney twice. He beat Virgil Ortiz. Of course, Virgil Ortiz, the undefeated lad out of Texas, 18 and zip, 18 knockouts. He welterweight this on the 21-month disabled list. And the reason why I say that is I don't think he's ever coming back to boxing. He's got some disease that affects his blood, and when you cut weight, it affects you even more. So the bottom line is he's done, I think. Somebody just shot me a text here. Looks like Ryan Garcia came in at 144.9 pounds for the second day weigh-in. Javonte Davis weighs 144.1. Of course, the limit, I think, is 146. And, you know, everybody's saying that this weight clause affected that they're going to make Ryan Garcia weigh under 146 pounds for this fight is going to be a problem for him. I don't think so. I really don't. I think if he's got himself together, yeah, he probably walks around a little bit more than that. But if he's got himself together, he's going to be ready for this fight. He's going to be in tremendous shape. He's going to be able to go 12 rounds. He's going to use that left jab all night. And if he doesn't use that left jab, you know what? You faint with the left hand and let the short guy come, and then you play on him. But you have to score with that right hand when you throw it, because if you don't, Tank's going to be on you with both hands, and Tank can hit hard enough. That's why they call him Tank. Tank can hit like a tank, okay? He knocks people out in the gym with big gloves and guys that are a lot bigger than him. So what I'm trying to tell you is he has this incredible power, incredible punching power. But I'm going to go back to that thing where, you know, power only counts if you can hit me. I'm just putting it to you like this. Listen, I don't want to dog any of the guys I fought, and I don't want to name the guy, but I fought this one short Mexican dude that was undefeated, and he was out of Sunnyvale, California, okay? And anyway, I'm gritting my teeth right now. But the bottom line is it was a mismatch because of the fact that I had like 2.5-3 inches of height on him and some reach as well, and I was faster than him, and he never got closer. I mean, he couldn't hit me in the ass, excuse me, but he couldn't hit me in the ass that night with a ping pong paddle, okay? I don't think that Javonte Davis can hit Ryan Garcia in the ass with a tennis racket, okay? If Ryan Garcia goes out there and does what he's supposed to do. People say, oh, I heard Sokka say he's got slow footwork, doesn't he? He's a big, tall dude. You know, he's a tall, rangy guy. He's not some short, squat guy. He's a tall, rangy guy. Look, Tank's going to need to get inside. He's going to have to get close. And I'm going to go back to my original adage. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and this is definitely combat sports. So bottom line is, let's go over my bets so I can look like a fool when this comes down. Now, I got a grand in Las Vegas at plus 165, I believe. That's what Richard Sloan put the $1,000 bet down for me. All right, so I've got another bet, Ryan Garcia in a draw with Javonte Davis, I bet $200 on that, plus $1,700. So I get $3,400 back on that if it turns out to be a draw. And the reason why I bet this draw is because I bet some other money, bigger money. But the bottom line is, if it's a technical draw and something happens like that, boom. I mean, that's 17-1. I think that's the best bet on the board. I know that's a little scary, but that for a draw, I mean, a technical draw, a real draw, guys could get butted and all kinds of things could happen. Anyway, the bottom line is a draw is a long shot, but there's lots of ways to reach the draw. The technical draw could be included, of course, butts and that kind of good stuff. So anyway, bottom line is I did that. Then I did a straight bet, Ryan Garcia to knock out Tank Davis between 10 and 12. Okay, that is plus 1,800. Ooh, God. Plus 1,829. So, you know, I mean, that's big, long odds. Anyway, then I did another one, $100 to risk at 18-1 on him knocking him out between the 7th and the 9th round. Holy cow, what are you, a nut? Anyway, bottom line is, it's $100. That was 12-1. Another bet, $100. Take that back. $100 to win 1,200. This is a straight-up bet. Ryan Garcia winning in the first 7 rounds. So the bottom line is I did all these little tiny bets and backed it up with a couple of big large bets on Ryan Garcia to begin with, begin with. That's how I started. Ryan Garcia was plus 175 in a couple of spots, and I took it. I just thought that was a decent price. I mean, earlier in the week, it was like 205 and then started to go down this. And I think that people are getting smart. I think some of the wise guys are realizing it. As I said earlier, listen, all props to Gervonta Davis, but he's small. He's small. I keep trying to tell you that he's small. And he would never, I emphasize this over and over and over and over and over again, because he just wouldn't get close enough to me to even matter. It wouldn't. I would be stepping to his right, stepping to his right. He's going to throw that left hand. Let him throw it. Let him throw that left hand. Okay, let him throw it. Let him miss. Let him go that way with it. And I'll be ready to go with a jab and a right hand. But the bottom line is I'm going to let him do his thing as far as he's concerned, but I think that at the end of the night, Gervonta Davis is going to be coming forward trying to do it, and I think that Ryan Garcia is going to be sticking and moving. And don't have to move that much as he has to stick. He has to stand his ground and get his respect. If he doesn't get his respect, the kid from Baltimore or Newark, Baltimore is going to eat him alive. I mean, I'm not trying to say that that Gervonta Davis is like an incredible underdog here. He's not going to win. I'm not saying he doesn't have a chance. What I'm trying to say is if boxing is true to scientific numbers and this kind of good stuff, Ryan Garcia should win. Because I keep telling you, I just couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine anybody that small beating me. I just couldn't imagine. I thought about it. I went back and I looked. I had 52 amateur fights, okay? I never lost to a short guy like that. I never did. I never, ever, 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 ever did. I lost to some guys that could punch, were a little bigger than him, but not guys that small. If you give me that kind of height and size advantage over somebody, I think I'm going to win going away. So the bottom line is I think that Ryan Garcia is going to win tonight. I put a bunch of money on it. I think it's $2,000. We'll see what happens when it's all said and done. But the bottom line is I think he wins. And straight up, Ryan Garcia is a 2.5-to-1 underdog in some of the sports books here in Las Vegas. Of course, Las Vegas, Nevada, I was a head down. And have a good. I thought I would head down and enjoy the fight at the last minute. Somebody said to me, "I got a couple of tickets for you." I said, "Sell them, bro." He goes, "No, they're for you." I said, no, sell them. He goes, "What do you think I can get for them?" I said, "How much are they for?" He goes, $1,500. I go, "Go out and ask $3,000 each." I go, "At least." He goes, "Where do I do this?" I go, "The guy isn't hip to scalping. If it was me, are you kidding? I hate to say it, but I would scalp my mother's ticket. I mean, my mom knew it, too. I mean, she did. I mean, that's what I did. I scalped tickets when I was a kid. That's how I hustled money. That's how I made money legitimately. I called it legitimate income, scalping tickets. I would scalp tickets at professional wrestling matches, certain times of the year, a lot of concerts. I remember Bob Dylan kicked my ass one time when he went religious. He came out here to do a tour. He hadn't toured in a long time. So I bought all these Bob Dylan tickets for San Francisco. Me and Keith Hodge, the late Keith Hodge, he's a famous scalper here in the Bay Area. But anyway, we bought all these tickets together for this 4-night engagement at the Warfield Theater of Bob Dylan. Of course, they're a folk rock singer, right? So anyway, so the first night, it's a sellout. And I mean, we're like leaving like 45 minutes before the show's on. We're partying, having a good time. We are the cab. We're into taking a taxi cab away from Market Street, okay? That's what kind of money we made back in the day. Anyway, bottom line is Tuesday night went well too. Wednesday night, nobody was there. And I realized that something was going on when I read the newspaper that day or later that day and realized that Joel Selvin, the Chronicle columnist, the number one guy for music, said, "Don't go see Bob Dylan because he's singing nothing but God songs." So Bob Dylan, instead of singing, "Hey, I like to get stoned," he's singing, "Jesus loves me. Yes, he does," and that kind of good stuff. And that didn't go over too well with the Warfield crowd. Anyway, needless to say, I had a lot of Bob Dylan tickets that week. That's the only event that I ever scalped in my life where I took an ass kicking. So all the other events that I did, and I did a lot of events, the Stones, I did Paul McCartney a couple of times. And it was cool because I thought it was a legitimate way of making money. My friends just say, "How can you do that, man?" I said, "Well, how can I do that?" I said, "I'm not stealing nothing from anybody." I said, "I'm willing to invest in the tickets 6 to 8 weeks, maybe 3 months before the event, and make some money." So the bottom line is, here's where I screwed up as a scalper. I had Elvis tickets, okay? And I'm standing in line with my last Elvis ticket. I'm standing in line. I'm going to get into the Elvis at the Cow Palace, like 1977, 1978, something like that. And some lady says to me, "Will you sell me your ticket?" And I said, no. The ticket was like $25, $30, something like that. Okay. And I said, no. So she starts going, $100. I said, no. She goes, $200. I said, no. She said, $300. I said, no. She said, $350. Sold! Okay. Elvis died a few months later. His fat ass died a few months later. So anyway, I blew the opportunity to see Elvis, but I do remember again taking a cab home that night, because that's what we did it when we scalped. We didn't take the bus home. We took cabs because we had lots of cash, no doubt about that. So enough of my scalping. Back to the world of boxing. Vasyl Lomachenko, of course, May 20th, he and the aforementioned Devin Haney, the world lightweight champion, of course, undefeated out of San Francisco, California, says he's from Oakland because he wants to be black. That's just the way it is. Come on, Evan, you could be black and from San Francisco as well. Anyway, Lomachenko, of course, the former champion and an amateur star, without a doubt, that 400 amateur fights. I think he lost one and he avenged that. But the bottom line is he thinks his rehydration clause, the fact that Ryan Garcia is not supposed to weigh more than 146 pounds, is going to be an issue as far as this fight's concerned. It's not going to be an issue as far as this fight's concerned. It's going to be a motivating factor. Let me tell you like this. When you're comfortable, you don't do things as well as you do when you're hungry. You just don't. I mean, you're more focused. You just are. You're more focused. I mean, you know, eating relaxes you. The last thing you need to do is relax before a fight. That's why you don't get laid before a fight. I mean, because, you know, I remember Roberto Duran. I asked Duran one time, hey, do you ever get any nookie before a fight? He goes, do you think I'm going to want to fight after that? So he said to me, you think I'm going to want to fight after that? Speaking of that, the Boxing Hall of Fame is having a big function down there, I think in Anaheim, California right now. Roberto Duran's there, Shelley Williams, of course, the boxing diva, she's there. And I got word, and I'm going to break it on the show here today, I got word that I've been nominated for 3 Boxing Hall of Fames in the next year, so we'll see what happens with that. Of course, an award-winning writer, 4-time Golden Glove champion. Nobody has ever done what I've done in boxing. And I'm not here to brag or boast, but the bottom line is 38 years, the same show, longest running fight show in history, of course. 4-time Golden Glove champion, was ranked number 13 in the country. And I was the North American Boxing Writer of the Year not once but twice. And I won some other awards as well. So what I'm trying to tell you is that's a weird combination. You got a journalist, you got a boxer. I mean, coming together, same thing, covering the same thing. So I cover the fight game A to Z and have, of course, since 1984. But the bottom line is tonight, I put my little reputation on the line, my big mouth on the line. Of course, Daniel will be gangster slapping me next week when Gervonta Davis ends up smoking Ryan Garcia, laying him out like a blunt. When I see Ryan looking up at the stars like Buster Douglas did against Evander Holyfield, and I'm going, get up. Oh, here's a good one. I went to see Chiquita Gonzalez. Humberto Chiquita Gonzalez was the world 108-pound champion from Mexico, and he was like 48-0 with like 40 knockouts. He was like the pound-for-pound killer at all of boxing, okay? So he was 100-1 favorite over Rolando Pascual. 100-1 favorite, Daniel. 100-1 favorite, okay? So anyway, the fight's going on. I'm sitting in the first row at the LA Forum, in the first row there. I can't, you know, I'm watching this, and all of a sudden I see the fight starting to go the other way, and this Filipino guy started to kick Humberto's ass. And then Humberto La Chiquita Gonzalez turned out to be La Chiquita Gonzalez, and he quit in the 8th round. I couldn't believe it. He was laying there on the canvas. You can see me in the AP photo. I'm standing up in the Associated Press photo in the very first row saying, get up, mother ducker, get up. I couldn't believe it. But that was the dog of all dogs, okay? That was the dog of all, I just couldn't believe. Of course, he would come back and have the memorable fights, of course, with Michael Carbo. But the bottom line is that one night, I was just blown away. Rolando Pascual lit him up like the White House Christmas tree, a 100-1 underdog. And you see me standing on the ring apron screaming at this guy in the AP photo, the Associated Press photo, I'm screaming at him. And the people from Press Row tell me, sit down. And I was just taken away by it. I mean, imagine this. 100-1 underdog. 100-1 underdog, and your guy just quit. Oh, that was a little tough. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Soul side of town, little tower of power. A couple of years ago, Marcus Scott on lead. Of course, he's gone. He was fired. Not too many guys get fired from Tower of Power when you're the lead singer, but they fired his ass. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, hours away from the fight. Some odds have it 2.80. That's right, minus 2.80. I'm talking about Tank Davis, of course, over Ryan Garcia. That means he's like a 3-1 favorite. If you try to bet Ryan right now, the best odds you're probably going to get is plus 175 to plus 185, somewhere around there. Although, I do have my guy, Richard Sloan. That's right, the greatest artist in all of boxing history. I've got him running around Las Vegas from sportsbook to sportsbook trying to get me the best line on that grand that I sent him. So the bottom line is, hey, and it ain't easy. Let me tell you, let me go back to sending money. I sent some money Western Union. It cost me $100 to send $1,000 to Las Vegas. I mean, Zelle would have been free, but something went on with that. And Venmo would have been free, you know what I'm saying? But the bottom line is I didn't have any money in my Venmo account. But imagine it, paying $100 to send $1,000 to Las Vegas. Western Union, I'm glad Venmo cut your throat. I just am glad Venmo cut your throat because you guys were bandits, no doubt about that. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA, of course. 50 years ago today, this song was happening. Tower of Power playing on Soul Train. Lenny Williams, of course, on lead sing as the lead singer. Of course, Lenny would leave Tower of Power a couple years later and going on to superstardom in his own right. Of course, having that one song, Cause I Love You, and it went like a billion-selling record. Bottom line is Lenny told me that song would be paying for his kids, his grandkids, and his great-grandkids. Straight up, Lenny Williams and Tower of Power 50 years ago today, rocking and rolling 1973. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, or as I call it, the Ryan Garcia fan club. Oh, God, if Ryan gets smoked, you can kill me tomorrow. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And my man Daniel in the other room just kicks ass. Straight up, Daniel, I thank you so much for everything. He is a super dad. This is Sports Byline.